Walking out of UB's Harriman Hall on Tuesday morning, Sharon Talty felt relief.
Relieved. I will be totally relieved.
The West Seneca resident had just received her first inoculation of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, with plans to come back in a few weeks for her second and final shot.
You know, it's so hard. I have grandkids, family. You want to be with them. So it'll give us some relief.
Talty, who is over 65 and part of New York State's 1B vaccination group, says the process on campus was easy. She parked her car, filled out a consent form, walked inside and got her shot, was monitored for about 15 minutes, and allowed to leave. However, securing her appointment through the state website wasn't nearly as painless.
And then you go, it'll say, you know, okay, you're qualified, but then they bring up the sites and it'll say event full, event full, event full, you know. So you just have to, it's the luck of the draw to find an opening.
As of Tuesday evening, the state website says there are currently no more appointments available at the UB site. The state has faced numerous setbacks with its vaccine rollout, including canceled appointments, long lines, website crashes, and even vaccine doses going unused. State officials blame the federal government, saying they've received just 300,000 doses a week and only 250,000 this week, despite more than 7 million New Yorkers now being eligible for vaccination. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, speaking at the opening of the UB site, says that fluctuation was why she couldn't say how many doses the site can administer.
We can't manufacture these ourselves. We can't make them come out of thin air. So I cannot even give you a number that'd be accurate on the numbers here. We'll do as many as doses as we have and as much as long as the supply holds out.
Despite the difficulty of scheduling their appointments, those who got vaccinated Tuesday were grateful. They included Deb Skoke Watson, a 58-year-old school social worker who lives in Lancaster. She, her husband, and her 95-year-old mother-in-law all got COVID in early December. Her mother-in-law died of the virus on December 22nd.
I work in a school and worry all the time that they might give it to me until I got it, and then that one of us, if infected, would spread to a family member. And in our case, that's exactly what happened.
She and her husband, who scheduled to get his vaccine in March, are hopeful they'll have antibody protection for several months, but want to take every precaution.
Not only do we not want to get it again, we don't want to give it to anybody. Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
Dennis Powell of Orchard Park says he knows he'll have to continue to mask up and social distance even once he gets his second inoculation. Scientists are still unsure whether the vaccine will stop you from getting and transmitting the virus altogether. While some may be hesitant to get the vaccine, Powell, who's 67, says the alternative is much worse.
People, I guess, have had reactions, but still, the risk is low. The risk for getting COVID is much worse, you know, the problems with that. So, yeah, this is much better.
According to the state's vaccine dashboard, New York has administered over 900,000 doses thus far, including over 69,000 in Western New York. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.